November 4th, 2008 was a historical night for all Americans. Barack Obama became the first black president of the United States, and many blacks across the nation were overwhelmed with emotion and pride. These K-State students share their feelings and reactions from the memorable night.
I'm speechless. There's so much emotion, I can't grasp what I feel about it. I'm just so excited. I can't wait for him to be in office. I feel that, yes, we can. We can conquer anything since Barack Obama has become in office. African Americans are going to get a lot more involved in politics, worrying about their surroundings and their communities. And they've seen that their vote has counted since Barack Obama has been nominated in office.
Brian Williams, a native of Kansas City, Kansas, says Obama's win has inspired and given hope to many blacks who have felt oppressed. He shares a story about his younger brother who was recently released from jail.
My brother actually had just got out of jail on Saturday. He was incarcerated for like about 8 months. And he told me, you know, for the first time since I've been alive, you know, people have been telling me that I can do whatever I wanted to do, but I would look around at, you know, what's going on around the neighborhood, what my friends were doing. And it just didn't seem like, everybody was lying to me, like I couldn't do what I wanted to do. It was like, you know, they're saying you work hard and you get to where you want to be. And he just didn't believe that. And he was like, for the first time after seeing, you know, Obama win the election, you know, one of the highest office in the land, basically, that, you know, for the first time in his whole life, you know, he felt like he actually could be whatever he wanted to be. So that's what it means to our communities, you know, people who don't even know anything about politics for the most part. My brother doesn't know the difference between Republican or Democrat, but he knows that there's a black man that's the president of the United States now. And him being a black man, that's something that he can push for. You know, he might not make president, but he can be what he wants to be.
Many black students like Daniel Jamont feel the impact of Obama's presidency will create an opportunity for the black community to break down negative stereotypes.
I feel like it's going to be an ongoing process for us to keep moving forward towards equality. And so because we have a black man in office now, I feel like we shouldn't just like kick back and say, oh, well, we made it, and it's kind of stopped there. And we should continue to strive for the next step and keep continuing to strive for greater things and keep striving for that next inventor or that next cure, you know, for cancer, you know, that the cure that maybe a black man might find or a woman might find. And just keep striving just to move forward as just not a black society, but not just a white society, but a whole, it's one society.
This is Summer Allen on the K-State campus, Kansas State Collegiate.